Okay, so we're doing it, and I am, like, amped. I am over the moon, full-blown Hasselhoff, like, excited, to say the least. Now, I had this idea for a game, sort of a game called the Bedroom Producer Challenge. Okay, so stick with me. So this idea was basically me thinking about the bedroom producer, the recording artist, the amateur that records in their bedroom, their basement, their garage, their rehearsal space, those types of things. And they have limitations with budget, with space, with everything, right? And so I was thinking, you know what I'll do is I'll come up with a very specific set of limitations. And then what I'll do is open up the floor and let the pros kind of take a stab at like what they would do. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what actually is more exciting to me than just having the pros talk? Because yeah, the pros are gonna have like invaluable information to share. So I'm gonna tag a couple for sure. But something that just gets me absolutely jazzed is the idea that we can open up the floor to anybody. So I don't care if you're Al Schmidt's ghost, RIP, or if you're a pro of 40 plus years, or if you're a singer-songwriter that's mic'd up a drum kit one time in your life, I want you to stitch this video and tell me what you would do. So without further ado, here are the limitations. Your task is as follows. You need to record this drum kit for a record. And it's a 70s Ludwig Vistalite. This is actually my old drum kit. And you have a computer and an interface already. Your interface, it only has four inputs, four ins total. You have one microphone in your mic locker. That microphone is an SM7B. You have an overall budget of $1,000. Now, there are no wrong answers to how you can spend your budget. You can upgrade your interface. You can get a preamp. You can just buy burritos. No wrong answers. If it matters to you, 22-inch kick, 12-inch rack, 16-inch floor tom, and that is actually a 60s Ludwig Acrolite snare drum. They sound a little deeper than the Acrolites from like the 70s. That is a 21-inch Zildjian Sweet Ride, 14-inch Newbeat hi-hats. The cymbals are a little bright, so keep that in mind. So the most important part, so stitch this video, but tell me why. Why you've made the decisions that you have, why you've chosen the microphones that you have, why you're placing them where you are. That is the most interesting part, and that's the part that may have the most value for everybody. So keep that in mind. Now, there's no rules here. Anybody can stitch this video, but no call outs, no bullying, no wrong answers. This is a growing space. So with that being said, here we grow.